to Kai's Weekly Playlist. Before starting this podcast, I would like to apologize for my croaky voice since I had a little bit of flu these days. And mind you, don't forget to take vitamins and enough sleep because the weather nowadays are a lot unpredictable. La Nina here, La Nina there. Don't forget, health is also one of your priorities. Now, let's get on to our topic. So, it's still regarding the debt of the government that we have discussed in the previous podcast, Sovereign Debt. So, can anyone predict what I will share with you today? Yesterday, we talked about the debt itself, but right now we're gonna talk about the infamous debt ceiling. So I know that a lot of sources had mentioned about the debt ceiling in the US being raised again, but let me just summarize what exactly debt ceiling is and why it is important. So debt ceiling is actually a fancier term for debt limit. And as its name has said, debt limit is the maximum amount of money the US can borrow. Like a ceiling of a house, there are a few ways the government can obtain the debt, such as bonds, or we can say gilts, securities as in stocks or interest, bank loans, and even individuals. The current debt ceiling in the US is $31.4 trillion. But this is not always as high. There are a few factors that come when deciding the height of the debt ceiling. The problem with debt ceiling these days is that the US is approaching the X date, as the White House website mentioned. And so, what is this X date? X date is the name of the time where the US can no longer cover the expenses and the debts that the government has made. And so how does the government pay wages and salary of workers, even with the debt ceiling approaching its limit? No, that's not a really accurate term. How does the government paid wages and salaries of workers after reaching the debt ceiling? And the answer to this is the extraordinary measures that has been legalized in 2021. The extraordinary measures postpone the debt limit legislation. It prolongs the time so that the Treasury Department can circulate the money around the government until the debt ceiling is raised. Of course, there's a reason why debt ceiling should be raised. But first of all, we need to know, why is debt ceiling so important? It is not merely about the debt a country has. It's also about paying civil employees, social security and health, military, tax refunds, and owing other countries. Debt ceiling also set a fixed amount of money to control the amount of debt the country can have and the financial markets of the country. This allows the country to plan a budget and knows the expenditure and savings required to solve the debt. By increasing the limit of debt ceiling, it prevents the country from defaulting by its debt. And what does it mean if a country defaults on its debt? Essentially, when a country defaults, it is a mixture of inflation and high interest rates, which cause large unemployment rates, less social security and federal benefits, and crisis in investments. For the majority of the people in the US, 90% of their income actually originated from social security payments. And 66 million retirees disabled workers and others receive monthly Social Security benefits. In terms of benefits, more than 2 million federal workers and around 1.4 million active duty military members would have their wages delayed. And the financial crisis will start, with the possibility of getting worse after 2000 debt ceiling standoff, Standard and Poor's downgrade. Then there will be borrowing costs, where families and businesses have a tougher time getting credit as banks are a little more selective in deciding who will be given a loan. Next up, we will study about the history of debt ceiling. And this is kind of long, but I'm gonna make sure that this is not gonna be boring, because there will also be the factors affecting the debt ceiling itself. Alright, so first of all, when is debt ceiling issued? It is first proposed in 1917 to support the US during World War I. By the end of World War I, the limit has reached $43 billion. But that is just the start. In 1939, it is written in the Constitution that it will give the Treasury Department more control over how the limit will be maintained. The Treasury Department is free to release government bonds as long as the debt hasn't exceeded the ceiling. However, the limit actually grew a lot and multiplied itself, so that after World War II, around 1946 until 1950s, the debt ceiling was over $275 billion. As the presidents of the United States changed, the debt limits are getting higher and higher. Since 1960, it has been raised over 78 times. Some sources also state that now it has been changed. Over 90 times. And since the 1970s, the debt ceiling has reached the $1 trillion mark. But it's not just about the social issues that come with debt ceiling. It's also about the political issues. There are arguments within the government regarding the height of the debt ceiling, such as in President Eisenhower's case. The request for the debt ceiling is originally denied, and out of the $15 billion Eisenhower had asked for, only $6 billion are allowed. It was about only half of what is needed, but the president is able to solve the crisis by the end of 1953. And what was the first extraordinary measures at that time? Well, the first thing Eisenhower did was to order all government agencies to go on a budgetary crash diet. And that means that many government firms are cutting their budgets to a significant low amount, and bills are paid more slowly. But another fun fact, January 1835 was the only time America was debt-free. But lean back on your seat, because the US is not the only country where debt ceiling is implemented. Denmark also implemented debt ceiling. And some of you might ask, if those are the only countries where debt ceiling exists, what about the other countries? Well, the other countries count their debt limit through the percentage of GDP. For example, as of March 2023, Japan reached 227.1% of the debt to GDP ratio. In Korea, it has rise to 55.28%, from 54.33% last year. As of China, recent research shows that it is at 163.7%. For Indonesia, last year in 2022, the Indonesian debt is accounted for 39.5%, according to the data given by CEIC data. But getting on with the previous topic about debt ceiling, what is the difference about the debt ceiling in US and in Denmark? In fact, Denmark also faced a crisis, which could be handled by the end of the year. In fact, in 2022, Denmark's debt ceiling reached $137.5 billion. But the budget surplus at the end of the year managed to cover it up. However, there are a few aspects that are different between two countries when comparing them. First of all, Denmark borrows far less. Considering the size of its economy, the debt-to-GDP ratio in 2021 was only 37% for them. So, of course, it often runs budget surpluses. Politically speaking, Denmark's parliament also gives less space for arguments in deciding the debt ceiling. In the US, sometimes there was a fight between executive and legislative branches regarding the debt ceiling and how high it could be increased. There are still a lot of uncertainties for the US to handle this problem with only saving. But still, there is hope of recovery with the help of wise actions of money circulation, especially the help of the Treasury Department. I believe that one day the debts in America could be peacefully solved and that the debt ceiling could be lowered again. Personally, expressing my opinions, I do not agree that this debt ceiling should be used as a political move. It is not something that should be disputed over the Congress, but rather as a common problem where many citizens of America is affected. And so, it is not only about raising the limit, but it is also about how to decrease the debt that a country owes. It is not only about debt ceiling, it is also about the default of a country and also how many people can't get paid if this debt ceiling issue is poorly handled. We can take a look back in history to see how the previous presidents made their way out of a crisis and how their extraordinary measures prove a very helpful tool in their success. And hence, that's all that I have about debt ceiling. I really do hope that this gives you enough insight about the debt ceiling and how it could greatly affect a country. May the information you listen in this podcast be useful. And don't forget to enjoy your day and be grateful for every single thing and every single miracle that befalls on you. Thank you, and this is Kai's Weekly Playlist, Exiting.